You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
While the hunger strike that started over 100 days ago continues, students, workers, and members of the resistance took over the university, where there was a violent repression ordered by the dean of the university a few days ago. In an interview with Real World Radio, Juan Barahona, member of the National Front of Popular Resistance, talked about the police intervention in the Honduran University and said that there is an atmosphere of persecution and criminalization in Honduras, which represents a continuation of the coup d'etat which took place in June 2009. As a response to these attacks, the front decided to take over the university and demand its autonomy and the end to all repressive measures. Here at the university, the dean has been repressing students and workers, said Juan from Tegucigalpa. This has caused workers to start a hunger strike inside the university. 120 workers were fired without being given reasons for the decision. Honduran teachers are also mobilizing and are currently on strike. 60,000 teachers will meet in the capital city of the country to demand the respect of regulations regarding the hiring of teachers, since positions are being filled in an arbitrary way. In Honduras, all expressions of resistance are being repressed, said Juan Barahona. Currently, the resistance is focused on gathering over 1 million signatures to modify the constitution. Barahona believes that this is a clear continuity of the coup d'etat of June 28, 2009, and that the actions are authorized by current President Porfirio Lobo, who has been talking to U.S. government representatives worried about the increasing atmosphere of struggle in Honduras.
You're listening to Real World News.